Hello.
Hello, Steve. How you going, mate?
Good mate, how are you going?
Good, mate. What's happening?
I'm not sure. Just sit up a little bit, can you? Put your head up a bit higher so I can take a photo. A bit
Very
down.
good.
Bang, beautiful. I can see you, eh? Just introduce yourself to everybody.
Oh, how you going? It's Andy Saunders, from Tamworth, New South Wales. We're just over here on the AIS trip. It's a really good trip. It's really different, but no, it's good.
Yeah, and what have you liked about it so far, Andy?
Oh, I've done heaps of sightseeing and we've seen a lot of Europe, but it's really cold over here and it's like 40 degrees back home. But it's a good trip, mate. I've just been doing heaps of training and stuff, and yeah.
Yep, and I believe you volunteered to be a taste tester last night.
Oh yeah, that was a pretty different experience. We ate frogs' legs and cow's tongue and all kinds of different stuff. It wasn't the best feeling, yeah.
Let's talk about the French food. What did you like? Anything at all?
Oh, it's different, that's for sure. It's the different steak and like it's just really different food all over. Like we've had bread every single meal, I think. And but no, it's good experience. So like you'll never have that sort of experience again. So
Sure. And what about the tucker, mate? What did you like?
oh, they're pretty like they have a lot really good desserts over here and that sort of stuff. Like they're pretty professional about their food and that. But like just the different types of food and different just the experience that you're getting. Like the sightseeing over here is just amazing. So it's a great experience and like so far the tour's been amazing. Like and playing footy over here too should be good. Represent your country. So
Represent Australia, mate.
yeah, that's right, mate. So it's good. It's good. We've been doing a year's training for it. So
Yep.
it's good preparation for it. So.
And it's been a pretty big year for you with representing New South Wales CHS at the Australian Schoolboy Championships.
Yeah, no, that was a good experience, mate. It was sort of good leading up to this because it gave me a few high quality games, which was good. But this is another step up in another level. But
Yep.
this should be very exciting, and to pull on the green and gold jersey should be an amazing feeling. So as soon as I get that feeling, it should be different. But yeah, hopefully we get a couple of wins over here, mate, which should be good.
Well, we hope so too. The putting the green and gold on, that must be running out to hear the national anthem. That must give you goose pimples, mate.
Yeah, that's right. And we watched last year's games, and just all the boys became nervous and stuff when we started watching because just that feeling of standing out there, hearing the national anthem, and just having the green and gold jersey on your back just would be an amazing feel. But no, it's been a great trip, and yeah, it's a real credit to them.
Sure. Now you can't get out of it that easy. What did the frog's legs taste like?
Oh, it tasted a bit like chicken, actually. It wasn't wasn't the best though. It was a bit bony and that sort of stuff. We actually had our blindfolded, so that was a bit different. But we couldn't see what we were eating. But I sort of got the feeling when it was when I got,
What about snails? Did you throw a few of those down?
Oh, I don't think I got anything down either. We had to try 9 different foods, and I don't think I got one down. So that was
Bit of a piss
first
poor
up there
effort,
was
actually.
cows. First up there was cow's tongue, and then it was frogs, and then sheep's intestines, snails, sausages. It was pretty. Oh, and then this cheese that was just absolutely oh dirt. No, it was
Was it
good.
disgusting, was it?
Oh, it was terrible.
It's our footy team, mate, you can be honest.
It was terrible. No, yeah, it's good.
And what about dessert? Do you have any chocolate eclairs or anything like that?
Yeah, the bakeries over here is amazing. They just have so much more. Like there's the pastries out there. They actually love their bread that much that everything's made with bread. You can't even have a. Oh, you can't have anything without like having bread on the side, but. No, you get. It's good though.
And how are your teeth, Andy? Are they sore from eating all the bread?
Oh yeah, the sore. Your mouth get all cut up and that sort of stuff from the bread, but it's a bit different to the old Wonder White, that's for sure.
Fantastic. And what about tonight's game? Are you playing?
No, mate. Got the next game. We play first game against the 17s,
Yep.
but should be good. So feeling they like it'd be good to watch the boys tonight and have a good feeling about what they what to expect on Friday night's game, but it should be a good competition. Like the French 17s is a national team, so it should be it'd be a good contest, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're the big improvers in world footy too, in the juniors, the French.
That's right. We had a glimpse of the 19s yesterday, and they were pretty big boys, and they looked like they meant business. So, but no, it was good.
Cool, Niners. Do you want to say g'day to anybody at home, mate?
Oh, I'd just like to say g'day to my family and all my friends and that sort of stuff. And
give them a little wave. I'll take a photo. Slow down. Beautiful. Sorry, mate. Keep going.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say hello to all my friends and family back at home, and just saying it's having a great time. It's been a great trip so far, and yeah, very exciting. So,
have you got many Christmas presents for the rents?
Oh yeah, that's the pounds. It's more cost more money over here to buy something, so it's a bit different to the Aussie money, but no, it's good.
Well, how much is a can of Coke?
Oh, 80 cents.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Is that 80 Australian cents or 80 euro things?
80 euros.
So what's that, about $1.20 or something?
Like, yeah, so it's like $1.30 or $1.20 or something like that. So.
That's still cheaper than $2.50 or whatever you pay for over here.
Yeah, that's right. But no, it's good. Like there's like all different watches and headphones and that sort of stuff. I think everybody's bought headphones that have cost $100 over here. Because we went to Spain and in Honora.
Yep.
Like it was that cheap there. So everyone bought heaps of shopping over there. So it was good.
You've got to save some money for England though, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. Andy Saunders from Tamworth, thanks very much for your time, mate.
Thank you, Steve. I'll talk to you when we get back anyway, mate, for sure.
You will, buddy, and I'll talk to you over in England too.
Thank you, mate. See you, mate.
I'll ring back in 2 minutes.
Righto, mate. Bye.
Good luck, buddy. Take care.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye.